A couple of minutes early, but we're here. Good morning, 5:42 on Wednesday, April 3rd. Hello, Eskimo brothers and sisters on opening day eve. Unfortunately, today's weather will not carry into tomorrow, nor will we have Sunday's really warm temperatures tomorrow. Sorry, $1,000 payoff is still here. Helen won the other day for mommy. You can win shortly before 9 o'clock. We'll give you your first national keyword of the day to try to win the $1,000 payoff. Long before that, panel full of ladies, some friends will drop by about a day of silence. Hopefully they'll talk about it.
Ooh.
I would hate to have friends coming by to talk about a day of silence and not talk, but hey. Maybe they'll just practice here. We'd like to ask you how to become a regular at a place. So maybe you get some, at the very least, friendly perks and smiles out of that. That's around 7:30. Before that, do you put peanut butter and jelly on the outside of the bread? That will make some sense with some strange eating habits. And friends from BCAN and their showcase, which is tonight, will be on the air with us shortly after 6 o'clock. We have a busy show. If you want to be a part of it, going to need your help today because Floyd is just a miserable wreck of flesh. 419-240-1055 is the number to call or text. Phones are all unlocked. Text us. Let us know that you're awake. We're brought to you by Mike Buck, State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. And again, the phone number, 419-240-1055. 544. Good morning. It's Eric Chase and the one and only very tired Floyd.
Hey. I feel like this is how Lindsay Lohan used to feel waking up on sets a few years ago.
But you didn't drink last night.
I did not. But it was late.
You were at University of Tiffin.
Tiffin University. Yes, yes, yes. I did their annual drag show, and I think I said yesterday I've been doing it for 4 years. They corrected me. It's been 5. I've been there since the beginning.
If you would have told me that the University of Tiffin, TU?
TU, yeah. I kept saying University of Tiffin yesterday. You figured I've been there for 5 years. But they don't get mad about it, but they know.
If you would have told me that they have a drag show, I told you to raise my middle finger for me.
Right. But no.
That's awesome.
Yeah, and like their dean, he dressed up. He's done it the past 5 years. He's
awesome.
Very respectful. They had some professors, but like I told you off air, it's normally a huge show filled with like student performers. But yesterday, I don't know if like exams are going on or people had to work, real life hit them. So we had a roster of like 15, 20 performers, and it went down to 7. So I had to entertain for 2 hours, so I tried out some stand-up skills, and I'm hilarious.
Hit me with some of it.
It was not appropriate for air. The first thing I prefaced with was, can I cuss here? And they were like, yeah. And I was like, done.
What are the demographics of the university?
Oh, very diverse. Oh, very diverse.
A lot of color in the faces and shades of people.
Yeah, there was we had our black folks, we had our white folks, we had a guy I kept calling him my straight Caucasian lover. It turns out he was multiracial and gay. So we had a lot of fun with him. The fraternity, they should be posting a picture at some point today that I always take a picture with. I'll share it on my Facebook page. The fraternities, the sororities, like it's just a huge melting pot of everything. And it was about at least 250 people, 250
awesome
students. So, and yeah, and it stretched from gay, straight, gender fluid, which they educated me in that more because, like I told you, I'm 35, so I have my own ignorance in my own community. But yeah, it was just a good time. Like, I left on such a performance and doing good with what platform I have in the community outside of Toledo high that I was just, when I got home, I was just like, man, I gotta wind down. And like I told you off air, I don't know if you've ever done this before, like, you're so tired, but you're not. But you just force yourself to sleep. And it's just, you don't really go into deep sleep. You're like, so every little thing you hear startles you and wakes you up. Mm-hmm. That was me last. I took a nap. So I've not even been to sleep yet. But I'm here. Hey, good morning, friends. So, text. Yeah.
419.
So I'm good. I'm good. I will survive
you
these
will
4 hours.
You will. 419-240-1055. Like, beginning of last week when I was sucking wind and everything else. you can lean on me today. Not a problem.
It's all good.
So what we do, we pick each other up.
Belly flop on you like, pow!
I should have known that universities and colleges usually have a melting pot of people.
Oh, and such a cute campus too, by the way. It looks like something out of like Philadelphia and D.C. area. Like, it's just so clean and crisp and like hip. Like, I took my friend Kayla with me and she's like, are we in Ohio still? I said, right, exactly. This campus is beautiful.
College campuses usually are like little oases. And I think that's a private university too. So probably a lot of money there. I think it's private. I'm not 100% sure. I did not spend my night with a very diverse group of people.
Did you spend it with puppies, doggies?
No. When I was leaving this morning, actually when I was leaving my bedroom this morning, Diddy, my medium dog, bigger dog, was shaking. It was very weird. And then took him outside, took him back in, and he was sitting down in the living room, and he was shaking again. And there's not many things that I'm openly and verbally thankful for, but or at least of my own mindset. Like, I'm not an ungrateful person.
Right.
One of the things I thank whoever for every day is the health of my dogs as they age. One, because it's very expensive to keep animals healthy and vet visits. And two, it's a headache. And it's not like when we go to the doctors, we can tell them what's wrong.
Right.
Veterinarians have to do a lot of testing and investigation.
We pop a pill and diagnose ourselves. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah.
So I hope he's okay. And I'm not really freaking out about it. But they're 9 and 6, respectively, Diddy and Andre. But last night, I was at the Augsburg Lutheran Church.
Okay.
Why would a nice Jewish boy be at a Lutheran church that's not in the greatest neighborhood, I suppose, like Sylvania and Lewis Jackman?
I'm trying to figure out where this is.
I've never been down that way.
Okay. Is there like a landmark, another one?
Yeah,
like,
the church.
No, like, was it by something else?
No.
Okay.
Not that I can. I've never been down that
way
before.
Okay.
There is a block watch that's held there, and they reached out to the Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition and asked some people to come out and talk about what they do. I guess they have a monthly block watch meeting, and there was an officer, a TPD officer there last night, Officer Slay. I think that was Slay or Clay.
Okay.
And she talked about, you know, goings on in the neighborhood and the shot spotters that we mentioned on the air that hear like Shazam for gunshots.
Uh-huh.
And it was just a... It was a lot of old. It was a lot, mostly older women.
Okay.
There was probably only one person in the Block Watch group under 50, and we just talked about what the Suicide Prevention Coalition does, and it was just it was two parts out of my comfort zone. One, being out at like 7 p.m. plus in the middle of the week, and two, hanging out with lots of older people.
Yeah, I mean, it's their neighborhood. So.
It is, and I kept asking myself. If these people are so concerned about what's going on in their neighborhood, why don't they just move? But again, those are, you know, the automatic thoughts that we have that we need to walk back. And I thought these people have probably been here for decades and decades.
I was about to say, they've probably been there since Jimmy Carter was president.
Or longer.
Or longer, yeah. Or older, like you said.
Or Ulysses S. Grant was president.
They were there before roundabouts.
Right. So they're not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And it just so happens that their roots are there. It's hard to pick up and move when you're older. You're settled there. You don't have any bills because your house is paid for.
Right.
And it just so happens that things have possibly eroded or changed in the neighborhood that you live in. So now people need to be more wary of it.
Man, I think about, that's like goals though. Like, you know, have your house paid off, then your neighborhood, and then as you get older, you just see times changing. You're just like, man.
When I go home to Philadelphia, it's fascinating to me to see how the neighborhood I grew up in has changed so much. My dad always used to say, the blank crept up the boulevard. There's a road that's kind of similar to the trail.
Okay.
But even bigger in Philadelphia. And it goes from just outside downtown up through the northern part of the city where I grew up. And like, my dad's neighborhood was at the bottom of the boulevard when he grew up in the 50s and 60s. Nice family neighborhood.
Right.
But when I was a kid growing up and we'd go down there and he'd show me his old neighborhood, it was pretty rough.
Right. You're like,
my dad was always like, the crap crept up the boulevard. And he wasn't wrong. And this happens in a lot of cities.
It does. You see it all around. And we always make jokes about older people, like, get off my lawn, or this back in my day, but like, it legit is back in their day. Like,
right.
you can't, we can make the jokes all we want, but you're like, that's their truth.
Yep. And I think the pattern is the same a lot of places. Like downtown, the downtown area gets built up and gentrified and modernized, and the area just outside of it is a little questionable.
Yeah.
Slowly, the halo effect of downtown spreads that out, but meanwhile, everything just kind of gets pushed out. But there's all, like, where, like, West Toledo is almost like suburban.
Mm-hmm.
South Toledo like that as well. But in between those areas and then going into, like, downtown, there's some questionable rough neighborhoods. And that seems to be the case, like, that I've seen in lots of cities. And it's fascinating to me to watch it change.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good thing that, because you see them. I've never actually been to a Block Watch, but I know they've been around for, like, forever. But do they just talk about crime in their neighborhood, or like how to? Or just like if they spot something, don't go by that snitches get stitches thing. Like, you know, do you just say it? I would be interested to actually sit in one day, because I feel like it'd be like a city council meeting. Like it's their area. They just have to talk about stuff to try to get stuff done. Like they would have a more hands-on. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
like more hands-on approach of like. If you see John Doe and Jane Doe going at it, be John C. and talk. You
right.
know what I mean? Like, don't tell someone. I don't know how Block Watches work, because I feel
guess
like
it depends on the neighborhood too.
I don't know. I don't want to say it, but like, I feel like, are they pointless in sometimes? Because they're always happening, but like, stuff's always happening.
It one woman, they kind of wrapped up the first part of the meeting with like the crimes that happened over the last month, like some simple assaults, some narcotics, whatever. There was one homicide, which a story that we didn't talk about, but no one seemed too shaken by it or whatever it was that happened. But as that part was wrapping up, the office said, and the woman running the meeting said, is there anything else? Or is there anything else we need to know about? And somebody mumbled something, and then one of the, I think the younger woman in the audience said, it gets talked about on the neighborhood pages. Like, have you been to neighborhood Facebook pages?
No, they keep adding me on one. I keep leaving.
I think they're probably 1,000 times worse than comment sections.
Oh, for sure.
Of news websites.
Yeah.
Like, just sheer anxiety and panic and gossipy stuff. And I'm sure in some cases they're quite helpful, but I've done my best to always avoid them.
Yeah.
I saw something. All right, Shirley, calm down.
Right. And also, in these, from my experiences, from the two that I keep getting added to, it seems like since it's more personal in their own personal neighborhood, that certain people think their opinion is bond. You know what I mean? Word is bond. Like, they think their opinion of a certain situation is the alpha and the omega, the beginning, the middle, and the end. And then someone's like, actually, someone who comes in with actual context and facts, and then all of a sudden they get left from they get deleted from the group. I'm like, that person had a point. Like, you can't offer an opinion and not have a rebuttal and not expect a rebuttal. Like, that's always in a debate, a healthy debate, you must have an opinion, but be prepared for that opinion to be challenged.
We've lost the ability to debate in a healthy way.
Oh, for sure. It's so insane.
I watched Twilight Zone last night.
You gonna give it another go?
I don't think so.
Okay.
It wasn't bad. So there's one episode that's free, and it was pretty good. It's a long one. And the second episode, which is available, is on the CBS All Access app.
Mm-hmm.
And then there'll be one released per week. And I don't remember the Twilight Zone. I think I remember the time.
Okay, that was going to be my follow-up. Are they remakes of old episodes where they can actually push the limit more?
The second one is.
Okay.
The second one is a remake, like Nightmare at 30,000 Feet. It's about an airplane. Adam Scott is the star.
Okay.
I don't know the Indian actor who was the star of the first one, but it was pretty good.
And okay.
Jordan Peele narrates it. It's very much what I vaguely recall of how the original Twilight Zone was stylized and parodies.
Okay.
Of it. But it was fine, and it did make me think of Black Mirror. And then you said, isn't Black Mirror like Twilight Zone? But there's a lot of shows, I think, that are like Twilight Zone out now,
mm-hmm.
so you don't have to buy the app to get that, unless okay. you're a big Jordan Peele fan or you like the actors that they use in the anthology way they go about it. But the difference for me, why I like Black Mirror more than this is, like, these two shows were entertaining,
mm-hmm.
and I enjoyed them, but I wasn't shaken at my technological core
okay.
like I am after watching Black Mirror
okay.
where like I put my phone in a box and don't want to go anywhere near technology. And that's the focus of Black
okay.
Mirror. These are more just like bizarre circumstances.
Okay. And that's what Twilight Zone, I feel like the Alfred yeah. Hitchcock era was.
It was Rod Serling
okay.
Who was the creator of it.
Okay. Yeah.
Just like it was.
I'm interested. Maybe it's more the nostalgia thing. Like I said, I was born way after the Twilight Zone, but like you said, I know more of it through parodies and
I think there was a couple of reboots in the 80s and
yeah.
90s.
And like, like, you know that, you're like, oh, that's Twilight Zone theme song. Yeah.
I think the first one is available on YouTube. It's called The Comedian,
mm-hmm.
and it's fine. Like, it's not bad at all.
Okay.
But I think there's a lot of shows like that now. And again, nothing is as technologically unsettling as Black Mirror. It's not like that. Like,
I mean,
you hated me the day after you watched the first Black Mirror episode.
I watched the first Black Mirror episode and I paused it more than I could count. And then I was like, let me just push to it. It's not real, Floyd. It's not real. It's a TV show. That last scene, though, I think I sent you a message saying, I hate you. And I never went back. And everyone tells you to go
That's
back.
Your loss.
I know. I couldn't do it.
Umbrella Academy Season 2 got greenlit.
I made a reference to that yesterday at the university show. I got a standing ovation.
Good.
Like, oh, thank you. Thank you. I'm not alone.
I'm not going to make a big deal out of it during entertainment, but there was a poster released of Joaquin Phoenix for the Joker,
mm-hmm.
and there will be a teaser trailer today, and I'm officially going on the record saying this is going to be maybe not a brilliant movie, but an extremely good one, and it's basically like a mental health movie, watching a failed comedian turn into a psychopath.
Yeah.
So I'm...
He doesn't do terrible work.
No, he's really good.
I'm not... I don't know any of his movies per se.
Gladiator.
Well, is that him or Russell Crowe? Yeah, right.
I'm doing the thumb.
But yeah, he doesn't give out bad work. So I mean, I'm in it, and you know how I feel about DC. I'm a Marvel person, but I feel like DC has the best villains, and he is up there. So I'm into it.
Okay. 559 showcase tonight at Lords with BCAN. That's BCSN's sister channel. It's a free event. More about it next. Q104.
Good news, bad news, breaking news, fake news, local news, and even real news.
And yeah.
Just the news you need with the Morning Reboot with Eric Chase on Q105.
We got the papers, we got the news at 6:33. Eric and Floyd, Ohio Motorist, that's us. Gonna have to pay a little bit more for gas, about 10.5 cents more in taxes. Okay, that's hit stopped. About 10.5 cents more in taxes per gallon and 19 cents more for diesel. In addition to the motor fuel tax hikes, the two-year plan would impose new registration fees for electric vehicles and plug-in hybrids that use no or less gasoline. This is a job no one relished doing, according to Governor Mike DeWine. Certainly I did not, but this is something that frankly had to be done if the state was going to move forward and to keep families safe. Lawmakers last voted for a gas tax increase in 2003, implementing a total 6 cent hike over 3 years, ending in 2005. Only Kentucky currently has a lower rate than Ohio among Ohio's neighbors. The federal tax is 18.4 cents. Just another reason to complain louder about
I know.
Roads, like, not being fixed.
Ah, all the taxes.
You live here.
Yeah.
Next up, have you seen this tweet of Clint Hazlett?
No, but you shared the story.
Did I?
Someone did. I just clicked. That's what I was reading on my phone.
I saw it over the weekend, and then I saw Steve Carell mimicking it, and some others, Larry David as well. I didn't know that the son of the model to be was a UT student. Last Thursday, Colin, a 21-year-old junior at UT and graduate of Oak Harbor, tweeted photos of his dad modeling Donahue sunglasses, saying that Clint was pursuing a new career. My dad is 45, pursuing a modeling career, and I've never seen him happier. He told me he's just waiting for a chance to blow up. So Twitter, meet my dad. Like 80,000 retweets and 400,000 or so likes later. It's a viral story. Clinton didn't have a Twitter account until just 4 days ago and made an Instagram account 2 days later. He says he didn't ask Colin to post the pictures and came home from the gym to, of course, to the news that he'd become an internet sensation. I was overwhelmed. I was excited because how do you prepare for that? I wasn't really expecting to even be doing this. I just kind of embraced this as it came. Before his brush with internet fame, Clint worked as a pastor in Toledo. He's been doing that for over 20 years. He most recently spent 5 years at Harvest Lane Alliance Church in Toledo. Clint said he hasn't received a formal offer for a modeling contract. Right now, he and Colin have been trying to keep up with all the media attention. Clint is supposed to go to an open casting call in Chicago for the Ford Modeling Agency in the coming days. Have you looked at him?
I'm looking at him right now.
Good looking dude.
I mean,
dark skin, salt and pepper hair.
Colin ain't bad either.
All right. I wonder if this will reach such levels of Jeremy, what's his face? The hot felon? Remember him?
Oh, yeah, I remember him. Ooh, daddy blue eyes.
He did become a model.
Mm-hmm.
With a mix of local celebrities, food, and fitness tips in the honor system, Toledo Mayor Wade Kapsakavich is hoping to improve the health of all of us. Modeled after a similar initiative a decade ago in Oklahoma City, Mayor Wade on Tuesday officially launched the Take It Off Toledo Weight Loss Challenge at the West Toledo YMCA. Mayor first announced the challenge during his State of the City address in February. During each month of the first year, the city will offer videos on subjects such as exercise, tips, or healthy cooking to encourage participants' progress. To kick off the first month, the program will encourage Toledoans to schedule a doctor's appointment to go over their health issues. Sign-ups for the challenge are now available. I believe the website is takeitofftoledo.com. The official start is May 1st. There is a variety of events. Excuse me.
You're good. You are A-okay.
Variety of events to help you out with this. We will attempt to set a world record at 5 p.m. August 4th for the largest simultaneous one-mile walk. The goal is to have as many people as possible start the walk from wherever they are and walk for a mile with friends, family, and neighbors. And I believe when you first talked about this in the State of the City, there was an actual number that we're hoping to take off.
Okay.
We are, I'd say, a rather unhealthy and overweight, maybe even obese city collectively. Mm. That doesn't mean everybody here is a fat piece of lard.
We're honey glazed.
There is there are some local celebrities. I saw Christian Brown, Jay Hanna from NBC 24,
uh-huh.
Randy Ostra, who does not need to lose any weight, and Dr. Durant from TPS,
okay.
Who is maybe one of the 5 or 10 healthiest people in the city.
Yeah,
as celebrities to help this initiative.
Built like a statue.
Exactly. So
I'm gonna sign up.
Good luck.
I'm gonna throw my D-list celebrity status in there.
To that, I'm kind of disappointed they didn't ask any radio people because there are radio is a beacon for overweight, unhealthy lifestyle.
We're chubby. Ooh, my stomach just made a noise. Did you hear it?
What?
She just disagreed with me. Said we're chubby. My stomach said,
"Feed me." Why don't you do it?
How dare you?
Why don't you do it? Let's do it right now.
Okay, I'll register it.
In BG, they want you to keep coming down with the dogs at the CrossFit.
Oh yeah, BG CrossFit. Maybe I can be the face of BG CrossFit.
If I bring in a scale tomorrow.
Oh my God, no! I've not stepped on a scale since I was like sixth grade. Don't do it. I'm not generalizing this sex, but that is the lady in me. I do not want to step on the scale.
And
I'm afraid I'll break it.
You won't break it.
Mm.
It might say Floyd, just you at one time, not you and Deja.
It might. It might just say get another one. To make these numbers. No, I'm terrified. Don't do that.
And
ooh, I just started breathing heavy. You woke me up right there.
You're woke. Scales are not the end all be all, but it
can be the truth teller.
It can be a helpful starting place. Mm-mm. I had a small discussion one time with someone who was apparently a manager at Planet Fitness, the mm-hmm. one on Lasky. I was like, how come you guys don't have scales? And the woman was like, well, it's because of our no judgment zone here. I'm like, I get that. But it's a good way to, it's a starting point, or it's a guide. And she didn't kind of digest that.
I get, oh, I just gleaned.
You don't have to do it. I don't care. No,
what, step on a scale? Oh, I probably won't step on a scale.
Well,
but I want to sign up. I'm trying to look for the website.
Text those people back. The BG CrossFit people.
Oh, we've had dialogue. We're just trying to find a day. Because during the one workout, I'm actually at my other job. So, and then I wouldn't get off till 6, and I wouldn't get down there till 6:30. So I think by that time they have like organized stuff, and those are like the actual people who are like, when I see CrossFit people, I'm like, oh, you're a CrossFit person.
They're very welcoming people.
I know. We've had conversations. This isn't
like, ask them if they have like a sister place up here that's closer, more convenient for you.
Oh, I travel for CrossFit. I don't know.
LBs.
Should we start a challenge? Like, I could lose 50 pounds by...
Do it.
What do you think? What's a good day to try to lose 50 pounds by?
Good month. April?
Yeah.
The end of the year. Okay. It takes a long time.
I know. Actually, work wife Christine and I were talking. It's so much easier to gain weight than to lose weight.
Well, yeah.
we were sitting watching the kids, and she just goes, I'm fat. And I go, no, you're not, because she's really not. She's not at all. But, like, you know how some people are like...
She's probably San Diego fat.
Which is still not fat, you know what I mean?
Yes, so
like,
it is.
Like, I don't.
No, you're right.
She's not, but so like, I was so like, I looked at her and I just like slapped my stomach, and like she just kind of chuckled. I said, "Yeah," and like when I slapped it, it was still jiggling. And like 5 minutes later, I'm like, "No, this is fat." But I've cut out. Maybe if I just introduced an active exercise to it. Well, my season's coming up because you know I'm like 35 going on 50. I like my walks on the trail, my 3 miles twice a week.
In your Nike Monarchs?
All that's missing is my all-white sneakers and my crew socks.
Yeah. I think it's takeitofftoledo.com. Good luck with anybody that decides to hop in on that. Floyd, you too. Toledo, the Toledo Area Regional Paratransit Service. That's TARPS, not TARTA. Will resume Sundays and holidays starting April 7th after a sufficient injection of local funds. And it's just temporary through this year, and it's TARPS, not TARTA. Hopefully the TARTA stuff will come back as well. 6:42 with the morning reboot on Q105. It wouldn't be a day during this week if we didn't have...
Jussie Smollett news?
Game of Thrones news.
Oh, okay, I was like, it's either Jussie, Game of Thrones, or Ariana. So who's going to...
No. Nipsey Hussle. Nipsey Hussle news. Caught the guy.
We're not laughing at his death. We're laughing at what we called him because we messed up his name the first few days.
We'll get to that before 7 o'clock on the morning reboot. 6:55. Good morning. It's the morning reboot on Q105. $1,000 payoff national keyword about 8:50 this morning. If you miss it, we'll give it to you again quite a few times before the time you actually have to get that word in around 9:20. We're having a little off-air discussion about about weight gain and
because I just registered for Take It Off Toledo.
The F word and body fat percentage
and hard R's.
Not having feet.
You don't need two. You only need one. Look at Lieutenant Dan. He didn't even have feet. He had kneecaps.
Damn. Like love. we'll start with the Nipsey Hussle story. There's never been a story.
Stop. So we don't feel bad. My mom kept calling him Nipsey Russell the other day.
Who is that?
He's literally like an old actor. He was the only thing I remember him from The Wiz.
He died a couple years
ago. Yeah, like he was old. And my mom was like, I thought Nipsey Russell had been dead. I'm like, it's Nipsey Hussle. And I only laughed because you had said it the day after I had called him Nipsey Russell. I said, so I wonder how many people around America keep calling him Nipsey Russell.
There's never been a story that's been so big that we've talked about for so many consecutive days that I have never heard. I don't believe. Last night, there one of the NBA, do you know Russell Westbrook?
I know of the name.
Okay.
I do know of the name.
He had a very rare statistical line, and he said on ESPN, that's for Nipsey. I'm like, what's going on?
That's for Nipsey. And I got caught out. They're like, you're being insensitive and laughing at someone's death. I'm not laughing at the death. I'm laughing at my ignorance of like all these people coming out the woodwork showing support for this man. And I'm pretty good with my musical knowledge.
Me too.
That I was like, who are you? And I went down the rabbit hole to educate myself on him. So I was like, I'm not laughing at him. I'm more laughing at myself. Like, every time someone brings him up, I'm like, you never talked about him before today. Bless you.
Sneeze on the air.
Good health,
All right, so they got the guy, Eric Holder, that they were looking for. LA police detectives went to the LA County Sheriff's Station in Lakewood to verify the identity of the suspect and confirm to the Times that it was Eric Holder, not the guy that worked for Obama.
Yeah.
The arrest came after a woman who authorities allege was Holder's getaway driver turned herself in. She was later released without being arrested. LA Police Chief Michael Moore said Tuesday that Holder got into a verbal altercation with Hussle. Mr. Holder walked up on multiple occasions and engaged in conversations with the rapper. Moore said he came back with it armed with a handgun and opened fire. Moore said investigators believe the shooting was the result of a personal matter between the two of them, but would not elaborate. Model and actress Lauren London, the girlfriend of Nipsey Hussle, mourned the slain rapper in an emotional Instagram post yesterday. "I am completely lost. I've lost my best friend, my sanctuary, my protector, my soul. I'm lost without you. We are lost without you, babe. I have no words." He and London have been together. Yeah, he and London have been together and had a son named Cross. Together, they formed a tight-knit family, including London's son with Lil Wayne and Hustle's daughter from a previous relationship.
What? Why do people think Lil Wayne is so attractive?
I don't get it either. Just last month, London and Hustle had been featured in a GQ story about their relationship titled California Love with Nipsey Hussle and Lauren London. London had posted some of the photos from the article and said, "Our grandchildren will frame this." The Game of Thrones thing. Every time there's a new trailer released or new pictures, people break it down and I have no idea what they're talking about, or very little idea. And I keep kicking myself saying I should have gone back a month ago when I said I should and started rewatching it. But it's so intricate. I never could have followed all the details that these truly diehard people have seen. So, whatever. I just read this stuff and I feel ignorant. But I will not feel ignorant with this. And this story, this is already up on our Q105 Facebook page. Back in February, Nabisco confirmed the rumors. Now on April 8th, some of the most limited edition Oreos will be released nationwide. You can find them wherever Oreos are sold. Game of Thrones Oreos with logos of the families on the cookies. The Lannisters, a lion, the Targaryens, a dragon, the Starks, a direwolf, and a creepy portrait of the Night King. Good luck finding them. If you get them, they will probably, if food can be a collector's item, these will be them.
They're going to be stuck in someone's freezer for like years.
Yep.
Actually, I don't know much about gear. The packaging looks really cool. I did see that.
See the video?
Mm-mm.
Oreo, they redid the opening credits of the show with the cookies being featured and the music playing.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, pretty neat stuff. What else do I want to give you quickly? We're going to get a Joker trailer, a teaser trailer today.
Oh, you wanted me to look that up.
For the Joaquin Phoenix movie, which is produced and directed by Todd Phillips, who is responsible for The Hangover. Also, there was a new, as Jeffy told us yesterday, Avengers Endgame pre-sale tickets went on sale.
And people are selling them on eBay for $500.
Really?
Yeah, because I saw someone shared on Facebook, you know, like, okay. But I went on eBay. I won't say 500. That's what the article said. The most expensive one was like $350. Y'all just don't wait for that DVD. I'm going to pay $350.
If you want to see it, from the moment that movie ended last year, I was ready for this one. And I'm glad that there wasn't the usual 3-year wait and it was just a 1-year wait.
Uh-huh.
I just need to go Friday after we're done on the air. I will not use the internet Thursday night into Friday.
For sure.
So we're going to have to do like all lifestyle stuff and no actual news.
It's all good. I'll just take over the last hour for you and you just go about your business. I got your back.
There was a mini trailer that was released yesterday with some new footage. And when people dig into the details of that, I can get the things.
Mm-hmm.
So that's it for now. We'll save the rest for later. Taraji P. Henson, Lori Loughlin showed up for some court. And Miley is getting some online heat, some Olympic outrage.
Uh-oh.
Outrage Olympics. 7:01 with the morning reboot brought to you by Mike Buck State Farm in Sylvania. Hashtag some pig. Wilbur is getting really big, Mike. What are you feeding him? Bacon?
You can't feed a pig bacon because they'll get sick. I looked that up.
Can you feed it ham?
No, they can't eat themselves.
Pork chop? Speaking of that and weird eating habits, would you put peanut butter and jelly on the outside of the bread? We'll make sense of this and ask you about your weird eating habits next. You hate her.
No, I love Bletta.
7:12, the morning reboot on Q105. I don't really hate it. I don't hate much. Hate is a very strong and tiring emotion.
We actually did a little panel yesterday that we made an initiative that we're not going to say hate. We say strongly dislike.
Yeah.
To the verge of hatred.
Hate takes a lot.
Yeah.
I don't like... quick thing before we dive into the food here. I wish, literally, Kourtney Kardashian was topless on Instagram. Her boobs were covered by an iPad, and she's promoting something, like some healthy lifestyle thing.
Okay.
Like, no, don't.
Yeah,
like,
just
why,
don't.
Like, why did you have to be mostly undressed?
And like, and when you do, and when they do stuff like, I know we have to go on, but when they do stuff like that, they act like they get in an uproar about it. I'm like, but you put it out there. You know, you're the Kardashians. No matter, you could donate $100 million to a cure for a disease, and people will find something negative to say about it. So, like, I don't know. Just,
well, she's promoting a healthy lifestyle, and I found something negative to say about
right.
it. You didn't have to promote this in a half-naked way.
You could have been in a sports bra and, like, little leggings and little weights. Yeah. Yeah, I know.
That was fulfilling the stereotype.
And you know it worked, because we're talking about it right now. And anyway, she would never be on our lips.
Anyway, 419-240-1055. Weird eating habits. So yesterday was National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against it, the peanut butter and jelly sandwich, but I just mostly do peanut butter. I rarely ever have jelly or any kind of facsimile of it.
Okay.
Some friends of mine said, Steph makes a half sandwich for her son. She says you put peanut butter on, then jelly on top, and fold the bread.
Like, are we folding it to, like, a peanut butter and jelly taco or a peanut butter and jelly with the bread filling?
I don't know.
Okay.
And then I saw something last week. One thing that slowed down WTOL's cringy video was the weird slicing of bagels. Did you see this?
I did see that.
Okay, so there was that. So someone actually does that. And then I saw something connected to that, and it might have been a joke, uh-huh. but something in St. Louis where people eat peanut butter and jelly sandwiches with the peanut. Imagine putting peanut butter on the top piece of bread, on the top of the top piece.
Well, you're actually touching it.
Yes.
Okay.
And the jelly goes on the bottom of the bottom piece.
Ooh! No! Jelly is so sticky! So it's essentially a bread sandwich with peanut butter and jelly as substituting the bread.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Who are these people?
I wanted to talk about weird eating habits. 419-240-1055. People look at me when I put ketchup on my fries.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a dipper because I think, you know, you don't maximize the ketchup. You're not as efficient as you could be. I don't want to argue. I don't want to debate this. It's what I do. Shut the hell up. Look at me weird if you want. You can tell me it's wrong. You can tell me it's weird. I don't care. It's what I'm going
to
do.
I'm only laughing because I used to be a drizzler. Drizzlers unite. But then one day in high school, someone's like, why do you eat your fries like that? I'm like, why don't you? They're like, oh, gross. And then I became a dipper after that because I was trying to keep up with the man. And I've not gone back. But sometimes I'm like, I miss the drizzle days. But speaking of weird eating habits, I think I told you.
Hold on.
Yes.
Weird eating habits, 419-240-1055.
I eat sandwiches upside down.
How?
So, like, when I go to, like, my fast food places, which is few and far between, it is really true as much as I talk about eating. I take the bottom bun off, and then I flip it over to the top bun so, like, my hand is touching, like, the beef patty or, like, chicken patty. And I've done it ever since I was a kid. My mom used to make sloppy joes, and I would, like, flip it upside down. Like, she would lay it, the bun, like, the flat bun and then the round bun on top, and I would literally sit there on my little paper plate, my little TV tray, and flip it upside down. Is that weird? And then when I eat a burger, someone's like, why are you eating your burger? Or, like, when I pick it up, I have to flip it, and I eat it. It is weird.
It's only weird because, like, with the fry thing, I'm new to, like, this just happened within the last year where people would, like, side-eye me when I would drizzle the ketchup on the fries as opposed to dipping. But it tastes differently as opposed to dipping it. When you flip the burger upside down, it still tastes the same.
I know, but I'm just still, but I do. And like when I'm driving, because I'm always on the road traveling, or like I'll get like a fish sandwich because I do enjoy a fish sandwich. I know it's weird, but like I totally eat it upside down. And I don't even think twice about it. I think I just naturally fall in that position. Like yesterday, I bought a sandwich and totally ate it upside down.
Do you eat a certain... Now, most sandwiches, like or burgers, I'm guessing,
uh-huh.
they're circular.
Yes.
Do you pick a certain side?
To start with?
Yeah.
No, I just go for it, but I do.
What if I turned it to, like, what if I turn it, like, 18 degrees to the left? Would you know?
Probably because I'm that fat person. Okay. But I'd be like, Also, we got something on the Q text line. I don't know if it's a weird eating habit, but more of a weird eating style. Peanut butter and mayonnaise.
I saw that text.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
That's bizarre.
Peanut butter and banana, that's the Elvis sandwich.
I ate that as a kid. That wasn't that bad.
Whenever something like this comes up, I go back to Jeffrey Perlman, who my dad argues kept me actually going to school in first grade and not continually running from the school bus every day. Jeffrey Perlman used to eat cream cheese and jelly sandwiches.
You talked about him before. You never gave it. You never gave it. I love it. That's very...
Dude, I'm the best.
You talked about it before, but you didn't give him. You didn't give the person a name. And I told you they make the cream cheese and jelly now, and you were just like,
I'm the best vomiter. If you ever need some, if you ever need somebody to vomit for you, if you ever need a good vomit finger, I got my...
No, put that little finger down.
I'm a right pointer finger vomit person.
You have a little finger.
I know. I have small hands.
You do. You have
it makes something
hands.
Else look very big.
Oh, how dare you, nasty.
The weird eating habits, you can text 419-240-1055. I'm a little... I was stunned when somebody... called or said something about my drizzling ketchup on fries. It's just far more efficient than dipping.
I'm trying to think of like other weird eating habits when I see other people eat.
Question. Now, so I don't go to Chick-fil-A all the time, but I know obviously Chick-fil-A... No, it's really... you really have to put your diaphragm into it. It's got to come up from here. You have to... Okay, I guess what you do is you open up the wrapper or whatever they give you at Chick-fil-A, and you get ketchup and you put it on the side. Like, I'm unfamiliar with this because I'm thinking, like, if there's a little cup, you can't put the waffle fry in that. You'd have...
Right.
But...
It's a weird... Okay, so I'm always on the road, and when I have fries, I squirt ketchup in my mouth, and then I put the fry in.
Whoa, you do not do that.
Is that... Oh, Kayla was with me last night. I do. I squirt fry. And someone says that's how truckers do it. Is that a weird eating habit?
Yeah.
Oh, we're just adding. Oh, yeah, I totally do. Like, each fry gets, like, an individual ketchup packet attention. Oh, okay, so I am weird. I do. If you look in my car, there's ketchup packets on the... I love ketchup.
There was a kid, also, that I remember from elementary school, who... He wasn't, like, famished or a hungry kid, but he ate the condom packets.
Not like, just...
He would put it in his mouth. He'd rip it open, put it in his mouth, and squeeze it in.
Christina, I'm going to bring up our story we were talking about. I think it was Christina.
We got to hurry up.
She has a friend that just eats mustard.
The packets?
Just eats mustard, like, with the spoon. I think it was Christina who told me. Someone at work told me. Sorry, I'm calling your business out. But, like, when I said that, like, she was like, well, my friend just eats mustard. I said, like, yogurt? She's like, yeah, she had a spoon and just ate it. And I was just like... Okay, and like I was walking down to my classroom and I went, who hurt her? Like, because mustard has that mustard taste. Like, you know, like when when you describe something like, what does mustard taste like? And you just go, mustard tastes like mustard. And someone goes, you right. That's how you describe, what does mustard taste like? Mustard. And you're like, you right. It just has that.
I don't know. You're right. I don't know how I, like tomato, ketchup, tomatoey, barbecue sauce.
Right.
Tangy, spice. When it comes to eating, I want to go out into the kitchen and grab a fork, and I want to do something on video and get your opinion on it.
Okay.
7:22 with the morning reboot. What's next? Oh, more kind of eating. What are some tips to become a regular somewhere? 7:34. Good morning. It's the morning reboot around 8:50 or so, shortly before 9 o'clock. Your very first national keyword of the day to win the $1,000 payoff. Congratulations to Helen from Maumee. She is a winner here with us on Q105. It's Eric and Floyd. We've had a busy show this morning, and we're going to talk in a couple of minutes here, or at maybe like 90 seconds. What tips you can offer to being a regular somewhere? But with this busy morning... talked about weight and weight loss, being the same weight, and people who want to lose weight, and why. And I think it's, we need to, well, go watch the video that we just posted. I'm glad you agree
yes.
that some adults eat like 4-year-olds.
And I know that we don't like to throw this word around, but that's probably one of the things that do trigger me. Like, I'm just like,
why are you doing
did
that?
Did you go to kindergarten? Yeah. Like, you know, like, I mean, that's essentially the best response. You didn't finish kindergarten, right?
Yep. Like I said, it's the eating version of I seen or walleyes or Kroger's.
Oh, that's me.
Like, why didn't we break that triple digit threshold for IQ?
And you know, I'm going to see, and if you go watch our video, you're going to see that more prominent now with the ice cream shops opening up and like people not getting their ice cream in a bowl over a cone. And, you know, if I start seeing people, I'm going to question them. I'm going to ask them. I'm like, sir, ma'am, I'm not here to judge you, whoever you are. Why do you hold your whatever?
I'm judging them. I want to know. I want to know what part of their childhood failed them. Another thing, people need to know how pungent you smell.
It's not a bad smell. I just kind of put a lot of cologne on today.
It's overpowering.
Yeah, that's fine. Well, we're also in a small space, but I smell like the average person if we were out and about.
Look at the size of this nose.
Look at the size of these nostrils. You have more length. I have more width.
But you can't smell yourself.
Yeah, I can. I smelled it this morning. I knew exactly what I was doing.
All right. Well, hold on. Can you smell it? I'm asking the listener.
I'm like a scratch and sniff sticker.
There's no need to scratch because I can sniff it all the way over here.
Quit making me feel bad. I don't stink, though.
No. It's okay, just a very overpowering smell. Fine. And when you have nostrils like mine, like I can smell a skunk 38 miles away.
I'd rather smell like this than a skunk, though. So.
Becoming a regular at a place. Now I'm in your head.
Now you're bothering. Yeah, you're totally in my head now.
Good morning. It's the morning reboot, Q105. A friend of mine ran something by me the other day, and she was like, I'm looking for ways to become a regular at a certain place that she moved into a new building, and there's a place below her she'd like to become a regular to. And I said, well, just keep going. She's like, no, I was told that there are other ways to become accepted as a regular. So you work at George's.
I live there. It's like my home away from home.
So you're not a regular there.
Well, yeah, that sort of thing. So like, when we brought this up, I was like, I'm a regular at George's. Like, no, you're an employee. So it's
right.
Like, yeah.
Right. For instance, I was a regular at Maddie and Bella.
Okay.
And I feel like it's just very simple. My tips and advice would be a regular patron. Mm-hmm. But it goes beyond that. But be friendly, be cordial, mm-hmm. try to strike up conversations. I am a very observant person, mm-hmm. so I pay attention to people's lives and little details that many people miss, and I like to point those out, and some people are slightly startled by them, but that's what I do.
And also becoming a regular, it just happens. So like the Kroger Marketplace.
You can't give yourself a nickname.
It's like the Kroger Marketplace, which I discovered is my favorite place. And like now that I've introduced myself to eating, quote, sushi. So it's not real sushi, but like I go there like twice a week. And the guy's like, oh, come to get your sushi? I'm like, yes, yes, I am. He's like, I just laid it out. I'm like, thank you. In the back of my mind, I go, and now I'm a regular.
It has to be genuine.
He knows who I am. Yeah, he knows who I am.
It has to be genuine. It can't be forced. I don't think you can. If we're talking about a place like that or a restaurant, you can't over tip.
Oh no, yeah.
Your way into being a regular.
And also, like, to switch it up to when you get confirmed as a regular is when you get something not the same that you get. They're like, oh, switching it up today, I see. And you just go, I'm a regular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'm slowly becoming a regular at the start. And what are your tips for becoming a regular? Where are you a regular? 419-240-1055. I think I'm becoming a regular, at least as far as the weekends are concerned, at the Starbucks on Airport across from Spring Meadows. It might just be because...
Ooh, that one next... Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Next to the Panda Express.
Panda Express.
There's someone that I know that works there, and she announces me when I come in, and it's a little embarrassing.
So that's like your home-based Starbucks.
It is now, yeah.
Mine is the airport in Reynolds. They know who I am. I was like, hi, Mr. Anderson. I'm like, hey. We're regulars. I think it just happens.
It has to be organic.
Yeah, like I think.
Where else are you a regular at?
Oh, man.
Any other bars downtown?
Oh, probably the Market on the Green. Okay. They know me by name there. There was Mr. Anderson. I'm like, please don't do it. It's Floyd. Like, I think they're just being respectful because they see, like, my points and, like, my debit card.
Toledo's number one Jew works there, I think. Michael something.
Mmm. Yes.
Are you like him?
Mm-hmm. I know you're talking about. He's really nice.
He is.
Enjoy him.
Have you ever met a nasty Jew?
I've only known two, you and him.
We're good people.
And one of them give me points for when I buy my milk.
I would also say that I was a regular at Fresh Time. Now, but maybe I was not because I don't think the cashiers who I'd see regularly all the time, one of a couple of women or men, they didn't know my name. I don't think because they didn't look at my card.
Right.
I didn't know their name, and that might be a barrier to regulardom.
I'm also a regular at one of the local dollar stores here, and like I came in one day. She's like, haven't seen you in a while. Where have you been? Because we don't live over here anymore. Mm-hmm. And I go, because I moved. I go, oh, my mom moved, but I work over here. And I was like, I figured you need it. She goes, well, I miss seeing your face. I'm like, oh. Michael does not work there anymore. We just got a cute text line.
He has moved on to grace a new establishment with his wonderful Judah.
He's at Pizza Cat now. Thanks, Char.
Really? Full time? Wow, because he was a Pizza Cat ally for quite a long time. They had a Passover pizza or a Hanukkah pizza in his honor. How do you become a regular? Your advice and tips for that, 7:41 with the morning reboot on Q105.
I say sometimes you could stumble on being a regular by being a mess. Like you're just, oh, that's that one. You know what I mean?
Or hot mess.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. But like, you never know, though. Like, sometimes you're a regular for not the good reasons. You know what I mean? Like, oh, here comes this person
again.
Hold
on. Let me Google WTOL video. And Floyd just threw some shade.
Oh, Floyd threw shade.
Because he has the receipts.
Oh, I'm going to get it down packed tomorrow.
I have some Taraji P. Henson news. She suffers from depression. Her thoughts on that. We will also get to Miley Cyrus irking some people before 8 o'clock here on the Morning Reboot. 7:54. Good morning. It's the Morning Reboot on Q105. Eric, Chase, and Floyd. If you're just tuning into the show, make sure you go back and get the podcast. Text my first name, Eric, E-R-I-C, to 419-240-1055. You'll get the entire episode from today after 10 o'clock. Make sure you get subscribed so you can keep up on all the content on the show. A little bit less than 2 hours of pure content on those podcasts. Like earlier this morning, we talked about the hot dad who was going to try to become a model, who went viral last week. And then we find out it's he's the dad of a UT student who graduated from Oak Harbor. Look at that.
He'll get it because he's not ugly.
He's a good-looking dude.
Yes, he is.
And his son, Colin, as well. Mm-hmm. Clay. I think his name is Clay. He's got 5,500 followers on Instagram. His son, Colin, has 1,500. So there's that. There will be some Game of Thrones Oreos coming out on April 8th. Grab them, put them in your freezer.
Do it.
Yeah? No?
I love the packaging. Is it like limited edition? Do you think?
Oh, yeah.
See, I want a package.
They expect them to be some of the most sought-after limited edition Oreos ever. Taraji P. Henson is being celebrated as one of Variety's Power of Women nominees for her work on the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation, which she founded in 2018 in her late father's memory to eradicate the stigma around mental health in the African-American community. She reveals she's dealing with mental health issues. It's not just work. It's a personal issue. I suffer from depression. My anxiety is kicking up even more every day, and I've never really dealt with anxiety like that. It's something new. On a recent afternoon, she sat with Variety for more than an hour at the Mandarin Oriental Hotel's lobby bar in Midtown Manhattan for a wide-ranging interview about her foundation, female progress in the entertainment industry, and pay inequality for women of color. One of the questions she answered, do you see a therapist regularly? I talk to someone regularly. It has to be regularly. And that's what you learned. And that's what I learned. It gets frustrating because you're waiting for them to fix you, but it's not that easy. I had to go through several therapists that I felt comfortable talking to or that I felt was moving me forward and that I was making some progress with, and that takes time. Something I had to learn myself and that I always tell people. I equate finding the right therapist or medication, it's like dating to marriage.
Mm-hmm.
You meet some people, you go on some dates, you get into some relationships, some are long-term, some aren't. And then finally, you hopefully meet that person who can finish your thoughts.
Right.
Or they know that you want Chick-fil-A even before you're hungry. And you can find the right kind of counselor or therapist. And it might not be the first one or the second one. Right. It might be the third visit with the third one where that person can actually kind of do like microsurgery on the neurons in your head and work with you in some cognitive ways to get you better.
I like when celebrities come out and say stuff like this because we do hold celebrity in such high regard. Just her making a statement, it's saving a life.
Especially when it's done by a person of color.
But for sure, for sure. And like someone who's been through the struggle because like I've been one of those jaded people of color, like when someone comes out and says something, like, well, what do they know? You know what I mean? Like, they don't know anything. They don't know my life. But like when she comes out and she says, like, I'm going through this. My father went. You know what I mean? Like, it's a whole family thing. And when someone says that, you like, someone just heard us say this story, and they look back at themselves and they're like, wow, I can get help. You know what I mean? Like, break that stigma. And I applaud her because, especially in that public eye, you could say something like that and someone can be like, well, I don't want to work with you no more. You know what I mean? So,
But she has the clout to say things like that.
Mm-hmm.
Miley Cyrus went to Palm Springs and she's been getting some heat. For a couple of weeks, she's been posting the pictures, obviously, on Instagram. But on Tuesday, she posted a couple of different photos of herself sitting on a Joshua Tree branch in an undisclosed location. Looking down at all the petty drama, like 6 hours later, she captioned the photo with "Monkey Business." The post, which got about 800,000 likes combined and 4,300 comments, there was a lot of criticism in there. Many in the Joshua Tree community took issue with the photo. In a statement from the Mojave Desert Land Trust, and their executive director Gary Hun said Joshua trees have a shallow root system and that additional weight can damage the tree branches. We ask that Miley Cyrus consider her status as a public figure and remove this photo from her social media accounts in order to educate others and to prevent potential damage to Joshua trees. It's unclear where she took the photo. Nevertheless, the trees are protected in Joshua Tree National Park, Mojave National Preserve, and in several city and county ordinances. We know that Miley visits the park occasionally. According to the Joshua Tree National Park spokesperson, we're not sure where the tree was, including if it was in the park at all. I hope people were at least nice about it. Like,
right.
Like, hey, you shouldn't sit on those trees because you can break them and they're historical markers.
And maybe like something she didn't know. So, yeah, like you said, like just don't jump down someone's throat. Just guide them. Use it as an opportunity to educate, which I think that statement you just read, they used it to educate. Hopefully it got to work.
I hope so. You know, I hate people, right?
Hate's a strong word. We're not going to use it. Strongly dislike.
No, I know we talked about this earlier. I do hate people, and it is very tiring, but I think it's because of behavior like this. Now,
okay.
But I'm going to do my best to compartmentalize, which I think is a strength of mine. So Lori Loughlin landed in Boston for her court date yesterday with her husband, Massimo Giannulli. They of course, took a private plane to Logan International Airport one day before her court appearance today about the college admissions scandal. Some of the people that found time to connect with her said she was in good spirits, and this was outside of her hotel. She signed 15 to 20 autographs for fans, many of whom were supporters of her role in the classic 1986 BMX bike racing film, Rad. She came over and she goes, guys, thanks for being such good fans. Oh my God, I love Rad. Thank you so much for waiting for me. People had connected to with people.
Mm-hmm.
All right, here's my problem.
Okay.
Maybe those people have an ability to compartmentalize, what her work and talent is as an actress and the crappy thing she did for her kids.
Mm-hmm.
And the definition of rich white privilege. But there's a word for these people, I think. They're called sycophants. They hang around famous people
because
makes them feel good.
Mm-hmm.
These people, we were talking about, who was it? Paparazzi. Like, for a living, you take pictures.
You legit have your... Yeah.
You take pictures and annoy famous people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how did you grow up wanting to do that? Like, that's not very aspirational at all. Like, you're low-hanging fruit. How can you... Like, I have a hard time with people looking up to her in this capacity.
Yeah.
She didn't kill anybody.
Right.
She didn't molest... There's no sexual crimes here.
Right.
But...
She's an easy, obtainable, quote-unquote, celebrity. You know what I mean? Like, no. Yeah, I know what you're trying to... I know what you mean. It's...
Conversely, I wouldn't say that people should be out there, booing her and calling her all kinds of names. Just leave these people alone. Good and bad.
Like, Are you only out there because you're like, oh, Aunt Becky's going to be here? Or whatever her character was in Rad. But I was, it's bizarre because like I have a friend on my Facebook. All his pictures are him and celebrities. And I'm just like,
that's a sycophant.
I will show you. And you're going to be like, huh? Like, there's like nothing of like family or friends or out, but it's just him and all these celebrities. I'm just like, why?
Another thing I strongly dislike, I've said this before, carefully manicured and curated Instagram accounts. It's okay to look authentic and real rather than perfectly polished. 8:03 with the morning reboot. I hope we have guests here. Yeah. I think they know how to connect with us so we can talk about the Glisten Day of Silence, which is April 12th. I hope that's next. Q105. All right, good morning. We tracked down our guests. It's 8:15 with the morning reboot on Q105. It's Eric Chase and Floyd. We've not lost any guests
We've
yet.
We've not, but I still have to pee.
And it was close.
We, where are they at?
We've had people not show up, but we never lost anybody. Please let me introduce some friends of mine from the Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition, Kristen and TJ, here to talk about Glisten and the Day of Silence. So when we were at the meeting last week, and I know, Kristen, you frequently bring this up. You both always bring this up in our monthly meetings. And it's one of the things that Floyd doesn't talk about a whole lot. And I know you're looking forward to hearing more about Glisten. Mm-hmm. So I Googled it because I knew that we were getting closer to next Friday, and as soon as I typed in GLS, Glisten popped up and Day of Silence. So
excellent.
This is a big deal. Mm-hmm. So, Kristen, you want to start with what Glisten is?
Sure. Glisten was formed in the 90s, actually, by a group of teachers who saw some of their LGBT students that were either bullied or really not even seen, noticed. And now we're the leading organization that we try to ensure safe and affirming schools for all LGBT youth.
Easy.
Nice.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with all that now, Floyd?
Me? Take that information and go to high schools and knock on the door.
Take it back to get it to Annalise and Equality Toledo.
I know. Yeah. I'm on the board of Equality Toledo, and we hear so much good that you guys do. Yeah. So I'm excited to have you guys in today.
Yeah, we're connected with Annalise and Equality Toledo quite a bit. Yeah, definitely. And also, it's elementary through high school. It's
awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So coming up next Friday is the National Day of Silence. TJ, can you tell us about it?
Yes. It actually started in 1996 with the University of Virginia.
Okay.
It was a class assignment to have a nonviolent protest. The following year, in 1997, it expanded to over 100 colleges and universities throughout the United States. Now we're seeing at 2001, Glisten actually took over as a national organizer, and we're seeing over 10,000 students getting involved. All states, as well as the District of Columbia and several other countries like New Zealand and Europe, et cetera.
What's participation like here on our local level here in Toledo?
Well, I was a high school teacher, and I had several students that participated in the Day of Silence, and it wasn't formalized. They would hand me a piece of paper that they had written that said, "Today I'm silent," basically to highlight that LGBT youth are silenced and erased, and now it's much more formal. We on Glisten website have resources for teachers. We have buttons, we have handouts, we have stickers, all kinds of things. So we see quite a few high schools participating in this event.
Good. Friends of mine from the Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition, Kristen and TJ, to talk about Glisten's Day of Silence. So it's next Friday, April 12th. So the kids just don't talk. And it's not just LGBT kids. It's allies or anyone who wants to support the effort, correct?
Correct. And we do kind of emphasize that they may need to break the silence because they do need to participate in the classroom.
Yeah.
So, so it's typically during non-academic times or times when the teacher is not actually presenting to the students.
Right. Mm-hmm. Kristen, I remember you said a moment ago, but also in the meeting last week, that things are now formalized and there's ways for teachers to help out the cause while still get their job done as well, right?
Correct. When I was a teacher, I did not force my students that were participating in this to speak, and many teachers can do that. If they are interested in resources, the national website is glsen.org, GLSEN.org.
Actually, on it right now.
Floyd?
Yes.
I want your feedback. I want your thoughts on all this.
I love it. Like, I graduated in 2001, so we didn't have anything like this. So, well, that I knew of. We didn't have, like, teachers reaching out. I was out in high school. I was out and proud, trust me. I wasn't hiding anything. But it's actually good for students to know that this is there because, like, a lot of times they go unheard. And I think about when I was younger, if it wasn't for my family life, I would have gone unheard. You know what I mean? Like, correct, I had my yes. mom and sister to fall back on. Like, when I came out to them, I was blessed to be like, I still love you no matter what. You're still my brother. You're still my sister. But I think about those kids who, even to this day, I'm 35. And there's people who are 35, well, almost into their 50s, who haven't come out because they just haven't been heard. And once you, and like, what's your quote? Oh, my, silence is, what's the silent quote? Being silent is, oh, I just read it. Hold on. I
wish
will find
I memorized
it.
Our website.
No, I'm on it. Silence unites. Like, yes. Is sometimes just being quiet helps. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it is. And back in my day, when we were quiet, you kind of just questioned people. And then
thought they were weird.
You just thought they were weird. Or I just always thought I was different. Like, I didn't even have the verbiage for it. I knew I didn't look at girls the same way as, like, my best friend did. But, like, he's still my best friend to this day. But, like, I had a family to fall back on. And there's kids out there and even adults who just live their life in silence in the negative way. You know what I mean?
That is true.
And that's self-destructive yeah. sometimes.
A lot of people don't realize that a lot of families do reject mm-hmm. their LGBT children. And having that support system at school would help so much.
Most kids, whether you're gay and or straight, don't have a good home life. And they fall back on those teachers.
Correct.
Yeah. And can you imagine being a double whammy, per se, gay and just don't have a good home life. Mm-hmm. You need those teachers in your life.
And their friends as well. You know, we can't emphasize that this is not just for LGBT kids.
Yeah.
It's for their friends to support them. I keep thinking about this this horrible situation that happened to the South Carolina girl with the Uber driver. And I'm thinking, and we talked about it a little bit yesterday, and like, the girl's friends were nowhere to be seen, and mm-hmm. you know, and I don't know what went down, but they might have that regret for the rest of their life. So yeah. The support of friends is always so impactful, especially at a young age. Kristen, how'd you get involved with GLSEN initially?
A professor that I know at Heidelberg, Kristen Williams, was actually on her sabbatical, and she was trying to start this GLSEN chapter, and she got some funding through the James E. Dickey, their sabbatical fund, and she formed a group of people that formed our board, and we just actually started in October. So it took us almost a year to get ourselves up and running. We had to get accredited by National. And here we are. We're trying to get our name out now.
Day of Silence next Friday. Facebook page, website, any of that stuff to direct people to? TJ, Kristen?
Well, our website for the our local chapter is info@NWOhio, and that's OHIO. And you can get information there as well as going to the national website of GLSEN.
Excellent. Last question. As we get past next Friday and people who might want to keep an eye out for other GLSEN events or activities throughout the calendar year or any other benchmark events that happen?
Well, we are big in supporting the school GSAs. So any school that runs a gay straight alliance, we are there for. We provide professional development to all schools. So a lot of things going on with us.
Richard, can you name some of the schools that have GSAs in our area?
Well, I taught at Whitmer. I know Whitmer has one. One of our.
Do you know
Did
Chris?
You?
That's where I went.
Did you? I was a teacher there.
No.
Yeah. I taught the criminal justice program.
No, my sister was a part of that. Yeah,
your sister.
Oh, Tiana Anderson. She was.
Oh my gosh.
03, 04.
Do you have Tiana stories, Kristen?
She was good.
Yeah,
she's the book smart student. Yeah, I was definitely. Not.
I would expect Whitmer to be one of the schools mm-hmm. on that list because of the diverse nature of their
Yes, actually, yes. Yeah. And Waite has one as well. Mm-hmm. One of our board members is a teacher there. So I know, I think Anthony Wayne. Yeah. TJ, can you think of any more?
I know they're going to be doing stuff at TIFF in Columbia.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I think Bowling Green. And some of our board helpers come from Heidelberg College. And they're going to be doing some events. And the Excellent. Other thing is, you know, with the Day of Silence, we talk about after the Day of Silence, we also suggest that then you break the silence kind of as a celebration of mm-hmm. the support.
Mm-hmm.
And again, going to the website, you can get those resources, not only for the students, but also for staff.
Is there some kind of celebratory breaking of, I'll use, being Jewish, we have breaking of the fast for Yom Kippur, and there's a big feast after the day of, is there anything like that?
Each organization is doing their own thing, having parties, but, and I have to mention, I'm a professor at Lourdes, and some of my students are participating. Painting
oh, nice.
As well.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah. We're thinking of trying to muster up the energy to make it out to Lourdes tonight for the BCAN mm. showcase. You
oh,
know about
okay.
that? Very art-centric stuff.
Yes,
so,
yes.
Kristen, TJ from GLSEN and Lucas County Suicide Prevention Coalition, thank you guys for coming in and talking
yes,
about this. And
for sure.
We will do it again when other GLSEN stuff comes up.
Great.
And for the 2020, calendar, man, for the 2020 Day of Silence as well. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
8:26 for the Morning Reboot on Q105. A panel full of ladies is on the way. I got breaking news. Breaking news. 8:39 on the Morning Reboot Q105. Breaking news. Floyd does not hate that artist.
I don't. I love her. She's like my favorite. Like,
but
out of all the new pop stars right now, I love her.
This is a joke. Floyd does not actually despise Camila Cabello or Bebe Rexha. I wouldn't.
Why do you think that I hate Bebe Rexha?
I just said that you don't.
But the other one, I'm not a fan of. You have caused an uproar at the school I work at. There's this kid. She's always like, "You Cardi B, Camila Cabello hater," and I'm just like, "You're not wrong." But I like Cardi B now.
I wouldn't want you here on the show if you didn't like the music on the station.
I love the music on the station.
You don't have to love every song.
Just except when Nicotine comes on. Nicotine!
So I'm a little dismayed.
Don't be dismayed.
Let's do like behind the curtain here a little bit. It's 8:40 with the Morning Reboot mm-hmm. on Q105. So I'm a little dismayed that we don't have calls lined up for Panel Full of Ladies. I even threw a prize out there to bribe you. Now, if, again, pulling the curtain back on the wizard here, you could go, well, maybe there's not a lot of people listening to the radio show.
There are.
I agree. I have no doubt that we have pulled in the desired audience that we wanted to have listen to this show once we began back on December 17th. And every day when, you know, I see Denny or Cliff and Lynn in the hallway and they're like, hey, have a great show. I'm like, hey, hope yours sucks.
Don't do They're, that.
No, because I want them to have bad shows so that more people can who don't know that we're on the air can flip around the dial when they're having a crappy show and go, oh, Eric and Floyd are back on the radio.
Oh. We've
it is a lot easier when we get phone calls because that's you working for free, okay? But I'm just going to throw out the questions here that I was going to ask for the panel full of ladies. Don't call now because I really don't. I don't want you to call now. I'm over it.
Your window of opportunity is over.
Here's what you missed.
Do you want me to answer them as Deja?
No.
Okay.
No. One question was, in honor of Clay, the viral UT dad, what's more attractive to you? A nice salt and pepper look for an older guy or a shaved head?
Ooh, salt and pepper.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't understand. This is the most ready. I'm going to take you into a bizarre paradox right now. I don't get women who like bald dudes.
I mean, there's something there, but like it depends on the shape of the head.
I know.
There's a whole bunch of categories going into it.
And I don't think my headness has been complimented. And I'm like, I don't get it. There are so many better shaved bald heads than mine.
Also, when you take your hat off, I always sometimes get your bald. So you're good.
Next question. What do you do when you wake up in the middle of the night?
Pee.
Do you?
Use the bathroom.
All right. What if you don't have to pee and you just wake up?
is more like a...
Weren't supposed to be answering these, by the way.
Oh, I'm sorry.
These are just the questions.
I got excited.
How much cash do you usually have on you?
You want me to answer now?
Mm-hmm. Usually.
Like cash money?
Money, yes.
Like a dollar? Everything's on my debit card?
It's more than me. What sport will you absolutely not watch live?
Soccer.
Stop! I said don't answer the...
Oh. You just made me answer one.
No.
I thought we were still going.
No, we're not friends anymore. Just
don't paper me.
So that's what I would have asked. But look, maybe you just like listen to us talk. That's fine. I often defend Toledo. I think people look, it's a human habit. We think what happens to us is what happens in the world. Mm-hmm. And we live in our little ecosystems. This is the orbit of life. And I get a little perturbed when I see someone on Twitter or wherever and go, only in Toledo.
Yeah.
Or, oh God, this time of year and fall. I see a lot of these. Like, it was 73 one day and it was 33 the next day. Only in Toledo. No, actually, like, that happens at, like, everywhere above the middle of the country. So, I'm fortunate enough to have had experiences in other parts and lived other places and know people who live other places. So I like to think I have a pretty big orbit. But this story is almost, it's as close to only in Toledo as we're going to get.
All right, I'm ready.
A man who put on a t-shirt as if it were a pair of shorts after police told him to cover his exposed genitals was charged with public indecency and disorderly conduct. Theodore Klepinski of the 300 block of Stanley Court was taken into custody early Saturday morning and charged with misdemeanors. Toledo police were called to his home on a public indecency complaint. Officers saw him lying on a mattress in front of an open window. He was wearing a t-shirt and his genitals were exposed. A tenant in the home told officers that Mr. Klepinski, who was also a tenant, was very drunk and had taken off his pants and wandered around the living room and kitchen before being told to go back to his room. The tenant's 10-year-old son saw Mr. Klepinski when he's unclothed, so he then got a shirt and wore it like shorts over his junk.
I saw the mugshot.
Only in Toledo.
Only in Toledo, yeah. I saw that mugshot. Oh, pumpkin.
Wait, that's another generalization that I'd like to refute. Oh. Most people, when they're being arrested and they get their mugshot taken, are drunk or disheveled. If they were not drunk or disheveled, they likely would not have committed the crime that got them arrested.
Oh, my goodness. I got drunk and or high looking at the picture. Poor thing. Like, not poor thing him, but like, poor thing. Like, he's just a mess.
You should be able to walk around in your own home naked as you want to be. there were times in my apartment downtown at St. Clair Village when I always had my windows open to have light come in. And there were times that I was not dressed.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, ooh, wait a second.
I'm guilty of that too. Like, I have the corner windows, there's like four, and the two on the corner are always open. I'm just like, dude, ooh, if someone just was going to get something that they left in the car and they just kind of glanced up, they seen my egg-shaped body. I don't know. I'm trying to think what I'm shaped like. Well, I'm shaped like the yellow M&M.
I would not push you off a wall because
I'd bounce back up.
Humpty Dumpty. one last naked story. And this is like a topic for another time, but I'll share this. I'll share it next.
Okay.
I did something like Mr. Klepinski did.
Oh, no.
Yeah, but I didn't get arrested. I just freaked out a bunch of people. That story and entertainment are next before 9 o'clock on Q105. On the morning reboot with Q105. Let's give you that national keyword to text once again. More, M-O-R-E. Text more, M-O-R-E to 95819 to win the $1,000 payoff. Tomorrow, we will be hanging out at Cock and Bull after the show, being inside because it's going to be dreary outside for opening day festivities. A couple of entertainment things to tap into. The This Is Us finale?
Finale. Apparently, it's causing an uproar, isn't it?
I would hope it does. I would hope. I mean, that's what finales. It was growing up, like 90s TV and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You got a cliffhanger.
Yes.
Like on one of your 10 favorite TV shows. Now that's how seasons end.
Yeah. Well, even mid-seasons.
Mid-season, yeah. I watched The Twilight Zone. I would encourage you to watch it.
Okay.
The first one I think is free on YouTube. It's called The Comedian. It's a Jordan Peele project. He narrates it. The second one is out, but only available on CBS All Access, which is continuing to add content by grabbing
One Day at a Time from Netflix. But there's an issue.
What's the issue?
When Netflix cancels a series, they still own the rights for 2 years after it. So Netflix can still be like, no.
This came up with when they were canceling all the Marvel shows. Mm-hmm. And people were like, well, the Disney will bring it back to life. It's like, no, Netflix owns the rights. But Netflix is just getting out of the business of paying to produce other people's properties.
Yeah. So, I mean, do you want to just... I say, if I was on Netflix, I know it's about money, but I was like, let those actors work. Give it to him.
Kourtney Kardashian is a thing today because she posted an Instagram promoting a new project of hers, and she was topless in her Instagram post. And I don't really think she... Look, I have no problem looking at that woman half naked. I've always been partial to her of all of them.
Yeah.
But she didn't need to do this to promote that.
So I looked up the picture, and you said she was promoting something. If I didn't know what you told me, I would just think she was posing naked with a tablet.
Yeah, it's Poosh something.
Poosh, yeah. P-O-O-S-H.
Like a healthy lifestyle of moderation.
Yeah, we never got that. I was like, oh, she's just being a Kardashian, topless with a tablet over her bosom.
This is why some people detest you and why I do our best to not talk about them a whole lot.
Yeah.
Game of Thrones is coming back a week from this Sunday. Can you give me the theme song? Not anywhere near close.
You don't even know what instrument that was.
That was not an instrument. That was your lips.
Which is... See, that's what I meant to say. I wasn't off. Replay that later.
What's your favorite character?
The dragon mother.
Really? That's everybody. Pick another one. Pick a
little person. Peter Dinklage. Is that his name?
Tyrion, I drink and I know things. That's what he said. Game of Thrones Oreos will be coming out, and they'll be in stores nationwide on April 8th. Oreos is predicting this will be one of their largest limited edition drops of all time. Also, Oreo cookies were used to remake the opening credits of Game of Thrones. That's on our Q105 Facebook page. They got the rapper, they got the guy allegedly... who allegedly shot and killed Nipsey Hussle the other day, Eric Holder, the girl that was the getaway driver, turned herself in, and they got this guy. Also, his girlfriend, Lauren London, spoke for the first time, at least via Instagram. I'm completely lost. I've lost my best friend, my sanctuary, my protector, my soul. I'm lost without you. We are lost without you, babe. I have no words. What else? Taraji P. Henson was acknowledged by Variety for the Power of Women nominees for her work on her father's foundation, the Boris Lawrence Henson Foundation, which she founded last year in her father's late memory to eradicate the stigma around mental health in the African-American community. Good for you. Please, yay, please keep doing that. Mm-hmm. We need minorities to speak about mental health more so. Like I mention this sometimes, it's good and it's bad. Well, it's hard to talk about this. When it comes to like minorities, Hispanics, yeah, Latinos, Blacks, mm-hmm, they often will not commit suicide, which is a good thing, right? Instead, because it's frowned upon in their spirituality and religion. Yeah. But instead, they just sit and brood and let all that sadness and anxiety
suffer in silence.
Like, yes,
that's the best way to put it. And like I said, I've been blessed to have a mother who's like open in a family, like not even just my mom, like my aunt, and like when my grandma was alive, we just talked about stuff. But I know there's certain people who like are going through things, and I've heard people say, I can't go down that rabbit hole, I'll be fine,
right?
I'll be fine.
And you're not, and then your actions could become chaotic or catastrophic to those around you.
Mm-hmm.
So do you want the Naked Eric story?
I always want any story dealing with you naked. I shiver with anticipation.
By the way, one more time, national keyword is more. Text that to 95819, the $1,000 payoff on Q105. So back in my tanning days...
You used to be tan? I didn't mean to laugh in front of your
can
face.
Can I say the F word on the air? Or do you just want to like mouth it? Yes. In my tanning days... I was living and working in Saginaw. Mm-hmm. The tanning place that I went to moved across the street from location, like one side of the road to the other. went in, went to the room. There's a window, like our window right behind
you. Yeah.
And there was a shade, and I figured that was to make it darker in the room and just for aesthetics. And it was the bed that you would lay down in. I figured that the window was one-sided. Like, I could see out, but you couldn't see in.
Oh, no, pumpkin.
I was incorrect.
Oh, no.
And I heard a frantic...
Oh, no! Were there people in the lobby? Or, like...
It was only the people that were walking by the sidewalk or in the parking lot.
No. Oh, you were facing the nature!
Yes.
Oh, pumpkin.
Why would you put a window in a tanning room and make it two-sided?
Everyone saw Eric and Saginaw. Hey, why were you tanning? Do you have pictures of tan, Eric?
I wanted to be tan. Somewhere.
Did you achieve it?
Yeah.
Because you're really pale. I figured you'd turn pink like a lobster.
I'm like pre-gaming for melanoma.
Stop.
Don't make cancer jokes.
That's cancer. That's why I laughed. I didn't know that. Well... Black people get that?
Probably, I think so.
Okay, I didn't know. Sorry. Didn't mean to laugh.
Yeah.
I didn't figure out what it was.
I'm probably not as susceptible to it as light-skinned people. Yeah, I tan a lot, and I had like a mark on my face.
Uh-huh.
And I had it and then something else like under my... You can actually see the mark. I had it removed because it was growing, and I was concerned. So I had it taken off and biopsied, and I was okay. But like that then and there was like no more tan. The only tanning I get now is when I'm walking the dogs.
Okay.
Yeah, it was tan AF.
I don't. What'd you say? Tan I am.
Tan AF.
Oh, that's what the kids say now.
Right.
You were good. I don't know. I've never been tanning.
908.
I was born with mine.
Yes, you were.
I was.
It's called being black.
Yes.
So you'll go tanning and you'll start doing CrossFit, right? That's your April.
Sure. You know what? Anything for the listener.
908 with the morning reboot. We'll do the rated game before 9:30 on Q105. And text that national keyword, more, M-O-R-E, to 95819. Good luck.
Q105.
If you want the podcast to work, I got to hit the button. If you want the podcast for today's episode, text Eric to 419-240-1055. After 10 o'clock, today's episode will be posted. Do you know where Superman gets his strength from? I know, random question.
Actually, I don't.
The sun.
Is it?
I am like that.
Isn't his planet full of like snow and no sun at all?
His planet doesn't exist anymore.
Well, it did too when soon. He went back in the... Oh, no, that was his ice cave thing. Never mind. Okay.
The Fortress of Solitude.
There we go.
Which is what I call my house. but I, too, am like that. Like, days like this, like, I live for, I won't say spring weather.
Yes.
And that's why
spring
I
type weather, yeah.
Really should live in San Diego where like sunny and upper 80s, as long as the humidity doesn't begin to beat in, sunny in 80s is the perfect Eric day.
I've never been to California.
You should go.
I'm cool.
But
I'm more of an East Coast person.
I am curious to see if you observe my mood change over the next 6 months as opposed to the last few.
Okay.
Because I just loathe
winter. So what you're saying technically is like we're going to go from San Diego weather today to Seattle tomorrow.
To Toledo.
Gloomy.
To Toledo. Only in Toledo is it nice and then not nice the next day.
Nah.
All right. The rated game. It begins now. Overrated, underrated, properly rated.
This is one of those games.
We did a how-to, an instructional video on our Q105 Facebook page earlier about how to properly use a spoon and a fork. Many of you are using a spoon incorrectly, like your four.
Yeah.
So overrated, underrated, properly rated. Spork.
Ooh. That's properly rated. Properly, yeah. Okay. Although the prongs on the spork really serve no purpose. They're not picking up anything. You could stab something with a spoon.
Yep. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Shade, as in criticism.
Like, girl, right. Shade.
Yeah.
It's underrated because sometimes some shade runs deep and it doesn't get recognized.
Okay. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. A deep, sexy voice.
Ugh, overrated. No one wants to hear Barry White whisper in their ear.
If you want to text along with these 419-240-1055, some things we talked about earlier in the show with the Take It Off Toledo Challenge.
Which I'm registered for.
Okay. Take it off Toledo.com, right?
Yes.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Being fit.
It's properly rated because it helps. Like, I know people have gotten fit because they were on the verge of, like...
dying?
Dying, yeah. So, yeah, properly rated for sure.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Being chubby. Not obese.
Chubby?
Being chubby.
I'm going to speak for myself. It's properly rated. Like, I know doctor-wise, I'm obese, but I feel chubby and cute and chubby, so properly rated.
I would go, I might say, I know weight is a mm-hmm. central figure in some poor mental health issues, but man, you eat well.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Fake boobs.
For me, I think they're overrated. You should be blessed with any size nubbins you have, but... I do understand when people say, I want a boob job. And I'm like, oh, that's your body. Because I always want a nose job. So I'm like, do your job. Do you, boo. Properly rated.
Your nose? Nose project.
Like, no. Is my nose like the Anthony Wayne trail of noses? It's yeah. always going to be under construction. No,
we'll be done in 6 months. We mean nine.
Horrible.
Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Mac and cheese.
Ooh, it depends, though. Can you give me a brand and or what type? Just mac and cheese? Okay, it's properly rated, but yeah, this is properly rated. I'll just use general. Yeah.
My mom was not a good cook, but my mom made a couple of things that were good, and one of them was mac and cheese, and it's usually like bacon and stuff,
uh-huh.
and she would brown the top. I like that. And I never knew that mac... Be the audience. And take you can tell me that I'm wrong. I never knew that mac and cheese was like poor people food.
No, it's not. Who said that?
I don't know.
I mean, if you're buying like Kraft singles, like the little individual thing.
Not that.
Yeah, that's, I wouldn't say poor people food, but it's like
there with ramen.
I'll give you that. But like my mom makes like,
okay.
I think her mac and cheese is, I'm going to have to bring you, we call it Black Mama mac and cheese.
I'd love to have it.
Yeah,
like,
for
I never knew that there was just like the low, the bottom shelf
yeah.
mac and cheese that so people get because it's dirt ass cheap.
When you say that, I'm like, okay. But like, no. And when people, I believe there's like mac and cheese cook-offs, like there's chili cook-offs. There has to be.
I just dumped that. You know why?
Why?
Because we're going to start that. And I don't want somebody stealing our idea.
Okay.
Two more. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Doritos.
Mm-hmm. Once again, it depends on which kind, but I think they're properly rated.
Cool Ranch.
Ugh, overrated. I'm not a Cool Rancher, but I'll still eat them because I'm chubby.
Anything Flamin'.
Ooh, those are so underrated because people are just like, they're too hot. I'm like, no, they're so delicious.
Last one. Overrated, underrated, properly rated. Poison Ivy.
The lady or the actual Poison Ivy?
The plant that makes you scratch.
That's when people get it, is it properly rated? Because you know if you touch it, you're going to get itchy no matter who you are. Poison Ivy does not see race and or age. You rub up against it, you're going to get a bump.
I'd say underrated. Like, it does not discriminate, like you said. It will take you down and you will feel like crap.
But I think it's properly rated because someone always says, oh, that's Poison Ivy, and everyone's like, oh, I don't want to touch it.
But when you get it, it's bad.
Oh, so you're talking about, oh, yeah, I was totally underrated because, like, it looks like you have measles.
Right.
And then, like, what, do you just sprout up everywhere?
And now you might actually have measles.
Right, you never know.
9:30, most liked tweet is coming out. Remember to get the podcast. After 10 o'clock today's episode, text Eric to 419-240-1055. Q105, it's Eric and Floyd wrapping up today's show. We'll be here tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'll head over. We have to figure, how do you want to do this? I think I might just Uber downtown.
Okay.
I
will probably get dropped off.
Okay, because you were planning on
go-karting.
The golf cart?
I said go-kart.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Why?
I don't know if they'll be going, and it's going to be dreary. I don't know.
They went out in blizzards. They have protective casings.
You know, I'm all about protection. Usually. Okay, well,
we'll see. We'll figure it out.
Okay, I think I'll Uber downtown and Cock and Bull tomorrow. Please stop by and say hello. There's a girl whose birthday is today that I met like several years or so ago mm-hmm. at an event. And so it's her birthday today. So I said something like, hey, haven't seen you in a while. And I run into everybody here.
Right.
Like, small town. We know everybody. We're all Eskimo brothers and sisters. And she said, maybe I'll see you at opening day.
Yes.
there's gonna be like 15,000 people.
Yeah, I'm standing in my own little corner. So if you wanna see me at Cock and Bull, look into a corner. I'll be the black guy with the cool t-shirt, which I get to debut tomorrow.
Ah, yeah.
I know.
I forgot about that. Tweet.
They didn't tweet it, but they sure liked it. The Morning Reboot's most liked tweet of the morning on Q105.
I'm ready. I think I redeemed myself from yesterday not having one. It totally slipped my mind yesterday. I was like, oops, I forgot about that segment.
Better to slip your mind than slit your throat.
Oh, my God. Happy Wednesday.
It's gearing up for the Joker trailer.
It's okay. Oh, no, I
shared
it with you.
We're one bad day away from being a psychopath. Well, at least I am. That wasn't your most.
That should be your tweet. That's a good tweet.
It's true.
Put it on there.
No.
Do it.
I've said that many times.
Oh,
before.
Have you? Okay. All right. Mine is from @LifeUnPinterest. She goes, "Dear Jim, I feel we should have an honest relationship. So it's only fair you should know. I'm just using you to get in my own pants."
You know, you don't need somebody else for that, right?
I think she was more of the lines like, I'm getting fit for my own self so I can get my own pants.
Gotcha.
Like, I'm not getting fit for anyone else.
Oh. Like, you can get in your own pants yourself.
I think it's... Read your tweet.
From Mark Harris, @MarkHarrisNYC. Quotes, "I'm going in the kitchen. Don't pause it. I'm pausing it. Don't. I already did. Scenes from a Marriage."
You're right. That's true. I've never been married, but I've heard my mom and dad say that before
the
as a kid.
The stuttering with that, you want, I'll pause it. No, you don't have to pause it. Well, why not? But you're going to come back and ask me what you missed while you were in the bathroom. That's why I'm...
Right, yeah.
Marriages and relationships have ended over pausing Netflix stuff.
Or it's also, babe, did you get the clothes at the laundry? No. I told you to get it. Well, I'll get it now. Never mind, I'll get it. No, I'm going to go get it out. And now they're both in the basement getting laundry. It's like, this could have been avoided if you just did it in the first place. That's marriage summed up in 15 seconds.
Your mom... tripped over a laundry basket. Oh,
no, remember, she corrected me. She fell with it. I said, okay,
right,
Ma,
okay.
You're not making your argument any better.
Yeah, and the laundry basket's name was Herman. 5:45. I wish we could work 9:45 till like 10 o'clock. That would be awesome. 5:45 till 10 tomorrow. Get the podcast. Text Eric to 419-240-1055. 5:45 till 10 tomorrow here on Q105. We'll be here then. We hope you join us in the Morning Reboot.
Q105.